And we continue our tribute to the late, great Doug Mulray, and we thought we'd bring in someone who was almost a regular fixture on his show, and legendary musician Richard Clapton. Richard, welcome to the show.
Sad day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just devastated. I can't believe how quickly he went. But anyway.
Richard, you were at his tribute only recently, weren't you? Like only a few months ago, is that right?
Yeah, that would have been 2 or 3 months ago. And like I've got all these photos that I had taken with Doug, and he never said anything about being unwell. And so that's why I'm in a bit of a state of shock, because this just seems to have happened so fast.
Yeah.
Well, you know, which probably in reality it probably hasn't, but you know, it's still, you know, shocked the system.
Richard, can you tell us a little bit about the influence that he had on your career and the impact that it had every time that you came on and performed?
Yeah, look, because Doug, because I was way in Europe, and I wrote, my first album was called Prussian Blue, because a lot of the songs were written in Germany. And when I came back to Australia, Doug was actually a folky. I mean, he used to go out and play the folk clubs. And, you know, he loved James Taylor and Randy Newman. And, you know, all those great singer-songwriters. So he kind of took to me straight away. So now we're talking about, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
God, 50 years. Just realised what I just
said. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so, like, from there, I mean, as you know, Dougie, after I'd met him, he went to work on Double J, and he was with the Double J's. And then to the M's. And I mean, I already had a relationship with Rod. It was kind of a bit of a gang, really, you know. It's just Doug was the most generous, kind person. You know, I've been seeing other people talking about Doug today, and everybody says the same thing. I mean, he was just loving and kind and generous. And I know that sounds like hyperbole, but in Doug's case, it's true.
Mate, can I ask, away from the radio and TV, what did Doug do to unwind? Because, you know, with this, the big energy, everywhere he went, people wanted a piece of him. To get away, where would he go and what would he do?
Well, when he was at Cromer above DY, I mean, his property was pretty private anyway. Like, from memory, it was a private driveway. And he also had a farm at Bilpin. But look, I think most people, especially people who worked for Triple M, are aware that it just ended up, after that many years on radio and being top of the heap, it sort of did Doug's head in.
Hmm.
He didn't adapt well. I mean, because really he's a very shy person in reality, and just fame didn't, he didn't wear the mantle of fame well, you know. So, and you're probably also aware that in the last few years, Dougie got quite reclusive.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still seeing him a couple of times a year, but he was keeping himself to himself. And as I said, I think they spent a lot of time up at the farm, and they bought a new place. I think it was Collaroy. I mean, you know, there's two or three ex-Triple M's who still remain pretty close to Doug, but I myself, it was just more, it wasn't as frequent as, say, somebody like Dave Gibson, you know, Gibbo, famous Gibbo.
Yeah.
Richard, I mean, the crossover between, I guess, radio into music and into, you know, the rock star lifestyle, I think, you know, we all probably a bit envious of how loose and irreverent Triple M was at the start, and there's no Triple M without Doug, is there?
Nah, and, I mean, you know, I think it's all been documented. The 80s at Triple M, mate, there was no radio station in the whole world like Triple M and Bondi Junction. And there was, because Doug used to get me on so often, and so he was doing breakfast, and you'd get to 9 o'clock and they'd be doing the 9 o'clock news, and he'd be cracking open the first bottle of champagne, 9 o'clock in the morning. I was a rock musician, but that was pretty early for me.
Was there any stories you can remember from those days in particular that stand out?
About Doug?
Yeah.
A multitude. and not all of them, not all of them probably. Oh, no, this is a Triple M. Yeah, what about all the joints and all the
They used to say it was talk back radio, not talk back radio.
Yeah,
times.
I know. You guys have changed.
It's soft.
We're soft compared to you guys. Yeah, you guys are the original OGs.
But look, it was. I think that's where, when I said Welcome to the Party That Never Ends on that live album I did all those years ago, that came off the top of my head. And I think I was referring to Triple M. Welcome to the Party That Never Ends.
Yeah. Well, Richard, we really appreciate you just taking the time to sort of unpack the life of Doug Mulray. What an absolute gem he was. And we're sorry for your loss as well.
Oh, no. And straight back at you guys, because you are still the M's.
No, fantastic. Richard Clapton.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.